Jaz ti daughter of Jadviga in Irisin. Moja mama never threatened me with the frightful image of Baba Yaga swooping down our chimney in her magical stupka epiastik, her flying mortar and pestle. Instead, Baba Yaga was a figure to distantly honor and respect, much as a cleric may respect their deity. Well, maybe more like descendants of that deity than just any cleric, I suppose? I lose my point. What I am saying is that I was not taught to fear Baba Yaga any more than I was taught to fear Moya Mama. That fear instead came naturally to me. I have feared Baba Yaga in the same way I have feared Moya Mama. I fear I do not fit their requirements for me, and so I fear very much. Even in my wildest nightmares as a child, I hardly dared imagine the Izbushka of Baba Yaga, her hut itself, would ever cross my path. Now, though, I stand inside the hut. And of course it's bigger on the inside. Of course it is. And my companions, these pachemuchki, these curious fools, are opening doors and touching things. And, well, a witch would never leave her home undefended. And the mother of all witches? Would she not have the mother of all home defenses? Meanwhile, the Dawn Pipers could send us all to the first world at any moment. We must hope this cauldron is the correct cauldron. Throw in the keys and hope against all hope that the outcome of our quest will not be too terrible.
We've been hoping that the whole time.
Decoy cauldron.
Yeah.
I didn't even think
positive
about that.
Thoughts.
Oof. Yeah, if you passed your perception check, you would have realized that this is just like paper mache and dry ice.
No. Maybe it's like the soup cauldron. The guest, yeah. Not the put cauldron. The keys in here, magic cauldron.
Yeah. We're about to find out. You guys know that the cauldron does something. Mm. You know that it's magical in some way.
Yeah.
You guys got inside the hut last session. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. It's different. We're here. It's bigger on the inside.
It wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't. No.
Getting here.
All you had to do was like touch a chain and say a couple words and walk through a doorway.
No, I mean like
definitely not easy.
I mean like process. I was writing poetry in Waldsby.
Yeah.
And now you're here.
And now
you're here.
To get from there to here was not easy.
Yeah.
You know, fun fact, it's been 1 day under a month since the adventure began back in Heldrin.
Yeah.
But it has been exactly 3 weeks to the day, or as of tomorrow. So like
today
once we rest till tomorrow, this is the last day to make it 3 exact weeks since Norm died.
Oh, wow.
Which means it has been almost exactly 3 weeks since we met Bulka, and that we've been in Irisin since the day after Norm died is when we went to Irisin and met
Bulka. You guys camped for like, you buried him
in the midnight. Technically, the day Norm died is the day we went to Irisin.
Yeah.
And then we met Bulka the next day.
Yeah.
I would say, you slept overnight in the wilds of Irisin once, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's been like this weird 3 week journey for Bulka. And for us, it's been an even weirder 3 week journey and plus. But damn.
And here you are.
Here we are.
Flinging doors open and getting charged by bone muscle creatures. That's where we left off. You didn't mention it in your intro, but that's where we are. We are starting everything off.
I wasn't confident Vasilisa's seen it.
You've opened the doors. You've looked inside. There's a weird kind of semi-transparent illusion emanating from the floor, along with 5 iron thrones encircling it. And in one of those thrones, a mass of bone and sinew tied together that lurches from the seat and stands up and begins to move towards you. We enter episode 2 of season 3 with initiative.
Oh boy.
Here we go.
What a joke.
Hey.
Valine.
Oh, twinsies.
Sounds like this. I really wish I had a modifier.
Gotta erase my good initiative to make room for my new one.
Yeah, I gotta erase really good because I don't want you accidentally thinking this is a double digit number. It's not.
Mm-hmm. Leave space in the bottom for me.
Oh, do you need to know my modifier, James?
Yeah.
I have a plus 2.
Oh, shit.
I'm after Rix.
You're after Rix. He has a plus 3.
I'm so screwed. Even Rix is going to go before me.
No, but here's the thing. Maybe he...
You're still going to go before me.
Maybe Rix comes up and is just like, oh, yeah, I know these guys. Hey.
Lobbing it.
Look at us.
We're terrible.
God,
well,
guys.
I mean, yeah.
You thought you were bad.
To be fair,
well,
like,
we rolled the same thing.
We both rolled three.
I actually have an initiative
Valdine
bonus.
Sees what's happening.
3.
And the rest
five,
of us are
eight.
Just completely caught off guard.
Yikes. Yeah, so here's the initiative order for all you wonderful listeners out there. We're going to start off the round with Valdine, followed by everybody's favorite Harry Dumavoy, Hatch, followed by this bone thing, leading down into Vrix, Vasilisa, Margin Ghost, and finally, Bulka!
I will wait until later.
Okay.
Well, Marge doesn't know what's going on. She's just sitting by the fire.
That's fair.
Can you tell me one more time, like, what is this bone thing? Remind me what the bone thing looks like. You said
yeah,
sinew.
I was going to ask the same question.
But, like, it's big. It's like 10 feet tall?
Yeah, it's a big boy. It's a large-sized creature, so think that of an ogre or a troll. And it is just, like, these bones strapped together with sinew and muscle. And you see skulls, you see femurs, arms, an amalgamation of bones from many different creatures.
But it's shaped like it's got arms
like
and a head,
humanoid.
Even
it's
though
it's humanoid-shaped, but definitely
made of globs.
Bones in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Just kind of, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I can picture it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Gross. Is it like dripping? Is it like red and wet? Is it
It's not red and wet. No, it's like, it's dark and sticky looking. Okay. In the kind of way that like...
A little undead maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. It's gross looking. It's not
nice
human.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay. round one, starting off, Valdine, you have just flung open the doors and you see this bone thing sit up in the chair and stand up and it starts to walk towards you menacingly. What do you do?
What have you learned?
Shut the door.
I would learn to not touch things that don't belong to me.
No, he's going to go talk to it. I've seen Bulka do this.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I'm going to go walk up and try to be charismatic.
It's worked before. Last book, it was
but
great
I
for you.
I hear I'm a unicorn. Let's go.
Valdine's going to shout to the rest of the people in the room who can't see what he sees. Big, scary bone thing. Look out.
Okay, love it.
And then he's going to close the door.
Okay. Move action. Close the door.
Yep.
Okay.
Close the doors.
You do it. Hatch, our Harry Dumavoy house spirit.
What? Did you see?
I'm pointing in toward the doors.
Okay. That's Hatch's turn. It's going to go to the Bone Golem. This is going to be very interesting. The Bone Golem's going to do some stuff.
We don't know. We have no idea. Who knows?
You don't know.
Close the door.
You have no fucking idea. I need a reflex save from Valdine and Bulka.
I should have told him not to do that. He's like, if you tell me not to do something, I won't do it.
It's not your turn
yet.
You
didn't roll high enough initiative to tell him not to.
You said reflex.
I did.
And that's, so I rolled reflex.
Oh, yikes.
Can I grab Bulka and
today.
Save him with my reflex?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
You might not have to. Maybe it's DC 5. You don't know.
Although,
you don't know.
I got a 5.
Once we're high enough level, there's a whole feat chain that lets you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Valdine, what did you get?
28.
28 is going to pass.
Fuck.
A 5 will not. You guys are just standing there with the door closed, and you're like, oh, good. Problem subdued for now. You watch as a symbol appears on the door, the same symbol that flashed to life before, right? This rune that like kind of popped up and you saw some little flames around it.
Yep.
You see it just like immediately go from completely not there to completely there and spouting fire.
Oh, jeez.
And you guys are going to get hit by this burst of flame as it shoots out from around the door. Let's see here.
I'm sorry, Boca.
I have a feeling that may have happened no matter what.
Boca, you're going to take 19 fire damage. Valdine, you're going to take half, which is 9.
Wow.
Ow.
The way if Vasilisa was by that door, she would be half dead right now.
Oh, jeez. Okay, Vasilisa's not allowed to open doors.
This is why she likes to be in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
She knows her, you know, boundaries.
Her abilities. Her limitations.
Yes, exactly.
Zach's giving me a weird look over there.
How you feel, Volka?
That hurt a lot.
How much did you take?
Were you at least healed up after? Yeah, that's what I thought. We weren't fully healed up.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
It's going to go then to Vrix.
All right.
Holy shit! You guys okay?
I want to know canonically where Vrix and Hatch are in the room.
Vrix is just chilling on top of the dog, and okay. so is Hatch.
Nice.
They're just like
they're on Snowdrop.
Yeah, they're riding Snowdrop like a little horse.
They learned from Marge and Gold.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that.
Beautiful.
Vasilisa.
I want to make a tiny banner to put on Snowdrop so that okay. It really is like
in 6 seconds.
That's gonna we're gonna call yeah, that's Vasilisa gonna take like several
ignores
minutes
combat so. Because she got the oh my most God. Adorable Arts idea in
guys.
The world. No, Vasilisa is going to turn and look. Did Marge manage to pull the keys out of the bag of holding, the beard chunk and the plague mask?
Plague mask. Yeah, I think so. Marge is holding those.
Vasilisa is going to snatch those from Marge.
Okay.
And then she's going to go...
Wait. Marge, do you allow her to grab these things?
Is this contested?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I would totally
hand that over then. That's fine.
You take, yeah,
and Vasilisa is too panicked for words, so she's just going to kind of make distress sounds, grab them, and then turn around and just fling them in the cauldron.
Taking a step back over to the cauldron, you drop them in.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to do?
Take a really deep breath to try to not have a panic attack.
Love it.
That's her turn. Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Marge and Ghost.
Marge, hearing that there's some crazy bone creature behind the door and seeing the fire pop out, I think she would actually grab a wand off of her belt.
Okay.
Because she's starting to really get a hang of the difference between magical creatures, non-magical creatures, and that sometimes magic is better to use than her sword.
That makes sense.
I have a quick question for you, James.
I have an answer, maybe.
Did anything visually happen or audibly? Did anything happen when they went into the cauldron?
They dropped into the soup below the smoke.
Did it splash at all?
Yeah, you heard a kaplunk.
Okay. I have another question.
Yeah.
Did Dark Midnight tell us to say anything?
Nope.
He just said put him in, right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, this is because it's been years for me, but it's been, as we established, about a month for Vasilisa.
I think that's what he told you guys.
To put him in the cauldron.
Yeah,
okay.
Put him in the cauldron.
Because I was like, did I, as the player, just make that up in my head?
No, I think that's right.
Okay, whew.
March.
Can I do some kind of a knowledge check? If I have it, I don't know. I have very limited knowledges, but she wants to try and figure out.
Knowledge, I believe Arcana.
She actually has that now.
Great.
Ooh.
Because of her use in magic, I finally give her knowledge
Marge's
Arcana.
Marge's first knowledge nice. Arcana check.
Yep.
This is momentous.
Ugh. 10.
Yeah, you have no fucking idea what this thing
is. But that's
you know,
a very
involved,
solid first roll.
Yeah.
Though, you know, like,
not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. So she pulls out a wand. I think she will probably, after her check, reposition herself behind Bulka and Valdine because she knows she's got to protect people. That's, you know, what she does. And Ghost will just kind of 5 foot step and be with next to her as well.
Okay.
And just kind of be ready for whatever might happen next. So
okay.
She pulls out a wand as she moves, does a check, doesn't know what's going on, but she at least knows it's magic.
Yep. Okay, moving on. End of the round, Bulka. What do you want to do?
Oh, you guys. Oh, you guys are playing?
Mm-hmm. could you not tell?
Please. I'm here too. No, it's just combat started
the
like an hour ago.
Initiative is so.
I had a plan before we even sat down. I was like, I know what I'm going to do round one. And that's
now.
Not going to work.
And then someone went and closed the door, didn't they?
That's a big part of it. It's a big part of it. But also, we leveled up, and there was that whole thing of like, you get your spell slots, but I didn't have time to prepare anything in my spell slots. And I was like, oh man, that really screws me. Until I got hit in the face with a bunch of fire. And then I remembered I can spontaneously use a spell slot to cast a curing spell.
Yes, mm-hmm. You can. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to use my brand new level 3 spell slot that I just got to cast Cure Sirius on myself.
Nice.
I'm closer to dead than I am to alive right now.
That's really smart. So that is going to be 3d8 plus 7.
Do you want one of my d8s?
Plus one more because I am a particularly gifted magical healer.
Ooh. Nice.
So plus 8
plus
for me.
8.
Yep. 2 more 3. 12 plus an 8 is a 20?
20.
Oof. So nice. I got back what I lost from
that's
being
good.
Blasted in the
plus
face.
Plus 1. Like
yeah. Yeah, I'm healing.
Yeah. All said and done, like you're in the positive.
Net gain.
And now you can tell people what to do.
Yeah.
Valdine, open and close all of the doors.
I'm on it.
Oh, I would also like to do a knowledge religion.
Okay.
To try and identify that creature.
Please give me a knowledge religion.
11.
Yeah, you're not.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know what the hell that bone thing
is.
It's
gross as shit, though.
Big scary bone thing.
I'm not going to open the door again.
Are you sure? It's fun.
Like, I still have a move action left. I could open the door as a move action.
You can get out of the way of the door.
That's
well,
true, too.
Does it look like this is a persistent thing, the fire trap?
No, it was triggered. A one and done.
I'm going to stand here to protect whatever Vasilisa is doing, whatever Marge is doing.
Love it.
They're rummaging around. I'm going to stand in between.
Okay.
I am liking the optics. Just for our listeners, Marge and Ghost positioned themselves between Vasilisa and the door, and then past her, it's Bulka and Valley. So I'm just layers of allies between me and whatever
that is
there.
On purpose.
I'm down for this.
That is on purpose.
Speaking of which, I know I'm using a lot of like free actions already, but can I do a perception check to see if I can hear whatever the monster is doing from the other side
of
the door?
Absolutely.
17.
Nice. You hear that it's right on the other side of the door.
Did it sound like it got closer?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yeah, you heard it walk and shamble up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to stand here then.
Okay. Back to the top of initiative. Valdine, round two. What you going to do?
Valdine's going to hold.
Okay. Until he's told what to do.
Valdine will hold. Hatch is like,
was something going to happen there?
As he points to the cauldron and looks at Vasilisa. the bone person's turn. They are going to move action. Open the door.
It's a very PC way to describe them.
Yeah, it is.
It's a bone person.
The bone thing. And it turns out...
Oh, is he squeezing? No. He's squeezing right now.
Oh, he's just right there. Open the door. Sees the two of y'all and is gonna do some...
He gives you a big old hug. Welcome to Baba Yaga's house, he says.
It seems like it might be immune to charms and mind affecting stuff.
Probably, if it's bone and sinew.
The creature is going to open its mouth and let out an otherworldly scream that just sounds like bones breaking as shards escape its maw and fly out to...
This is not
Marge.
Oh, okay. God.
And Marge, these bones fly out.
Is it a cone or is it targeted at Marge?
It's targeted at Marge.
Fuck. What?
Wow.
Marge, stop looking like such a target.
Sorry,
not the victim's blame, so small, but damn, you why? Think? Behind these guys I and know. Everything. Shit.
I just look like I'm easy to kill because I'm small and
or
furry, I guess.
It is the butler and it's like... You brought a rat into my house?
Are we providing an AC exterminate. Boost, like a partial cover for being in
I'm
the way?
I'm curious what it is.
Because we're blocking the door.
Yeah, I think so. Marge, go ahead and take plus 2.
Nice.
Partial cover. Okay.
And this is going to be a 28 to hit.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah, that hits.
Oh, it is a touch attack, too.
Oh, yeah. There's...
Yeah, that 28 to hit hits you. You watch as all these bone shards fly around you, and they end up stacking themselves into these bars, and this creature has essentially thrown up upon you a magical bone cage.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh. Is Marge fully encased in this bone cage?
Yes. Yes, Marge is.
It's a good thing I've got a wand ready and not a sword.
Right. What the hell?
That was the golem's standard action. The cage gets to go now.
What?
Right?
The cage gets a turn?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
So this is going to be a combat maneuver check.
Okay.
30.
Dude.
Yeah, totally fail. I mean, I totally fail protecting myself from whatever this bone cage is doing.
Great. So that is going to be 8 points of bludgeoning damage as the cage just kind of crunches in on you real quick. Like it flexes and goes, like a gross fucking heartbeat.
Nothing but a thing.
Oh! Ow!
Yep. And there you are.
Man, we're boned this fight.
You could do something about it.
Yeah, you're still holding, aren't you?
And you are considered grappled, Marge.
I am, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Our gunslinger. We established that Valian's the most powerful on paper, and now he's just sitting back and being like, yeah, you guys need me, don't you?
We're going to move on to Vrix and go, oh, fuck! Next up, Vasilisa.
It's Vasilisa's turn to do a knowledge check now that she's seen the thing and also the bone cage.
Yes.
May I?
Yes, please, Arcana.
Okay. Oh, thank God. Okay, 35. Nat 20 on my Arcana
check.
Good. You are going to get to know a couple things about this. This is a bone golem.
Okay.
It is a construct.
Okay.
It has DR5, adamantine, and bludgeoning, and it's also immune to magic.
Okay, so Marge's assumption is totally wrong.
That's great.
She doesn't know it yet.
That's so great. No, because that's the way it is.
Yep. They're immune to any spell-like ability that allows spell resistance. So if you have spells that don't have spell resistance, that just bypass that, then it would still work. But otherwise, immune to magic. That's what you know. Those are your two useful things.
Is there any sort of knowledge check I can do for, is anything happening with this cauldron? Or did I just throw the keys away for no reason?
Do a spellcraft check.
Okay, spellcraft. 20.
You have to activate it still. You have to activate this magic item in some way.
Is the cauldron hot? Does it look like it would be hot to the touch? Or is it just like magically bubbling?
It's magically bubbling.
Okay.
If you want to take the full round, I will tell you what you need to do to activate it, but you will not be able to do it this turn.
Okay.
If you want to just sacrifice your turn to figuring out how to do
this. Can I use some free speech and do that?
Yes.
At the same. So Vasilisa says, bludgeon it. It's immune to magic.
Marge is just like, damn it.
And then she clutches the edge of the cauldron and just focuses on figuring out what the fuck she needs to do.
Okay, cool. You now know what you need to do, and I will tell you that at the beginning of your next turn.
Okay.
Shit. Damn.
Okay. Marge and Ghost. Marge, you're in a bone prison.
Yeah. And I was just told magic doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to tell Ghost, get back. Go get back. And Ghost will back up to be where...
Ghost starts twerking.
Ghost
got
back.
Ghost got back. We'll probably go back to where Snowdrop is.
Okay. Love it.
Vasilisa, so you get an AOO.
She's...
if you want it.
If you want it.
I don't have a melee weapon.
Can she swap her wands and try and heal herself?
Yeah, I think that's
healing
fine.
Wand. So she will do that. So there's really nothing else she can do. So she will put away her wand device.
The good old swap and heal.
And pull out the wand of healing.
Okay.
Cure light. And roll for it. But my UMD I'm at a 13 now, so.
Seven or higher.
Nice.
There 19.
Go. There you go. Wand goes off. Ooh. Heal yourself. 1d8 plus 1.
5 points of damage.
Healing.
I mean, 5 points of healing.
She got the wands mixed up. Ooh. It's a wand of inflict light wounds. Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Just because I was down to half health.
Yeah, seriously.
Because I hadn't been healed yet from the previous fight either.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Valdine will jump in.
Valdine jumps in after Marge. Valdine, what would you like to do?
I would like to shoot the bone thing.
Oh.
He finally got instruction from someone.
Yeah.
Bludgeoning.
Something that guns do.
Guns do some bludgeoning. So let's do that.
Do it.
Let's shoot him.
Let's
point blank range.
Shoot him. Let's shoot him.
Ah, lead. It's a joke about bullet composition.
Ooh. All right. Well, that's going to be a 20 against touch.
Yeah, that'll hit.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
That'll do.
That'll do, pig.
Aw.
All right, you blast him.
All right.
What's my damage?
Damage is 14.
14. Very nice. And that is indeed bludgeoning damage.
Yes.
So that is going to bypass a dur.
And I'll shoot him again.
Oh, okay.
Full round.
Second shot. It's only a 14 against touch.
That'll still hit.
19, yeah.
Yep, still hits.
And 13 damage.
Okay, so a total of 27 damage that round. Beautiful. Good.
Someone's being effective. It is also his fault that this whole thing started, but, you know, true.
That's okay. Yeah.
That's okay.
That's about right.
All right. Bulka, what would you like to do?
I don't know.
Can you bludgeon it?
I can bludgeon it.
You have a bludgeony thing with you.
I have a bludgeony thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Bulka, help me bludgeon this moan.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Damn it, anyway. 16.
No, unfortunately not. 16 is going to miss.
And then with my move action, I'm going to think happy thoughts.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Round three, Hatch starting us off. And he's looking at the cauldron and at Vasilisa, and Hatch is just going to like be ready to do whatever the fuck Vasilisa says. Bone guy's turn.
I'm trying to keep him in the doorway here.
Hold door.
Gotta hold that door.
Okay, he is going to go ahead and go for Valdine.
Yep.
33 to hit.
Shit.
Yeah.
Dermo, that would actually do it.
That, yep. Mm-hmm.
First attack, this creature hunches over, leans down, and chomps upon you for 7 damage.
Eh. Ow.
It's then going to slam down its first arm upon you for 30 to hit.
Okay.
My heart stopped because I was still 14. In damage mode.
14 damage. Second slam comes down. This one might miss with a 26.
That hits.
Okay. Gonna deal some more damage to you. Another 10 points of damage.
Okay.
I'm worried.
That was all the hit points, right?
I'm a gunslinger shit. Tank.
Yeah, but like...
But that was...
I'm worried.
We couldn't do that again.
No.
I know we couldn't do that again.
No. Fuck. Okay.
Okay.
I'm fine.
We gotta shut this guy down.
Vrix's turn.
Vrix, roll perception. Is Valdine fine? Or is Valdine
okay.
not fine?
Okay, you can do that. Vrix got like a 10.
Guys, I think Valdine's in trouble.
Guys, I think Valdine's in... Yeah, exactly. Nice. Sick. Nice.
That's good.
Perfect. Vasilisa, your turn.
Okay. I have been trying to figure this cauldron thing out for 6 seconds.
You have to stir it.
Ah. Oh.
You need to stir the cauldron.
Is Makes there like sense. A ladle or a spoon anywhere nearby?
Just stick your arm in it.
It's fine if there isn't. I will figure this out. But yeah,
there's a utensil on the table next
I'd
to you.
I'd have to like move to grab it.
Yeah.
You got to do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy.
Okay.
I got you.
You know, Vasilisa's going to just kind of move, grab ladle as one move, move back, and then standard to stir.
Well, that would be 2 moves in a standard.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I could do that in one round, right?
No. Yes, you can do the thing. Let's not break the action economy of this, because it's going to get weird. But yeah, you can walk,
snatching
grab
the ladle
something
is
as part
of
your
one
move,
move,
and walk back. Yes.
Okay, that's my... Okay. Vasilisa...
Just don't pause. Just grab it while you're walking.
Yeah. Just like...
Because if you pause, it's a different action.
Flings herself over, grabs the ladle, flings herself back to the cauldron, and just fucking stirs that shit.
Vasilisa, do you stir clockwise or counterclockwise?
Oh!
Do I know which way I'm supposed to?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
That dark midnight bastard.
Okay, I'm going to say there's like a 75% chance that I would stir clockwise.
Okay.
Yeah.
But,
going to the future.
But like I'm going like to roll, it. And if I roll a 4 on my d4, she stirs counterclockwise.
Okay.
Oh.
It's clockwise.
Okay. Vasilisa, you stir the cauldron clockwise, and a euphoric smoke exudes from the cauldron as it overflows onto the floor, and it goes so quickly it just spills out and fills the room from the bottom to the top. You're all bathed in this
opium?
Not opium, but kind of like opium. You're bathed in this cloud of very pleasant smelling smoke, and you feel a little bit light for a second, a little bit euphoric. You guys all have a nice memory from your past.
How long are we stuck in this memory?
Not very long.
Okay, good.
No, not long
at
all.
Just like a flash through.
Just a flash. I'd like, if everyone can, to tell me just a snippet of this memory.
Just
that
like
you
a really pleasant
yeah,
memory.
Yeah, just like a good memory you have.
Well, Marge would probably have a memory of her and Norm out gallivanting, holding hands, just traveling together.
Playing I Spy.
I Spy, yep.
Valdine goes back to a montage that plays through his head of his time as an Ulfengard. And he was being trained, like special forces training, like they're going through obstacles and his buddies are all there. And it's just this group of, you know, hardened soldiers learning to become a little bit more like assassins.
Bulk is thinking about someone in Waldsby, a young guy in Waldsby who, it was one of those times when he picked out a pairing and was like, I really think that these two would be good together, but like didn't want to force it. And the guy was actually kind of shy and insecure, and Bulka like coached him up, and they eventually did get together. And he's remembering like their first, like hearing about their first kiss, kind of feeling like, aw, I made that happen. Like I knew I was right about that.
Vasilisa is just in the forest outside of Heldrin, absentmindedly braiding flowers into Marigold's hair while she watches Yosef cut some trees.
What's he wearing?
Oh, he's topless.
Nice.
It's a hot summer day, and she's watching the sweat kind of trickle, and she's like, this is nice.
He's probably actually got a little bit of a tan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, good view, good company.
Bronze Yosef. Wait, spoiler alert, what's happening, James?
We're getting shuffled around the map.
Stay right there.
Where are you taking us, Vasilisa?
I have no idea.
Yeah, what just happened?
This is totally magic.
Vasilisa's just really hoping that this tells the golem to, like, stop. That's all.
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
The smoke slowly fades, and you all find yourselves without the golem. The bone golem is gone.
What about the cage?
The what?
The cage.
The cage.
The bone cage around Marge.
That is still there.
Okay. Oh, shit. Awkward.
I was hoping.
Awkward bone cage.
And you guys aren't in the same place anymore. A sturdy black cauldron still sits in the middle of this rustic room. The floors are timber. There's log walls now. There's a high ceiling framed by log beams cut from whole trunks. A grand cobblestone hearth fills one corner, its dying embers feeding the room with a dull red glow. There's barrels, farm tools, crates, other miscellaneous items cluttering the remainder of the space. And in the corner, opposite the fireplace, a rickety wooden staircase climbs to a small wooden landing where a shallow alcove holds two thick oaken
doors.
What?
I'm in the fire! Ah!
Can you imagine bone if the fire. Bone cage your just plopped cage in Marge the in the middle of the cauldron and she's like trapped, drowning in magical bubbles? I don't. Thank God. Okay. Guys,
what happened?
Somebody break Marge out of those bones. What
did you do, Vasilisa?
I used the keys and I stirred the cauldron. Once so far.
Still in the hut?
And she's just holding the ladle, like, or spoon, mm-hmm. still in the cauldron, just like too scared to move or to let go. And she's like, do I stir it again? Is everyone here? Where is here? Are there windows?
There are no windows in this room.
Guys.
Yeah, the room has shrunk considerably. It's a much smaller room than the one you guys were standing in before. Yeah.
Does it feel like it's the size it should have been if we looked at the hut from outside? Does it feel like
15? It feels closer to
closer it. To. I'm not a good judge of space, to be honest. I don't got that engineering or dungeoneering kind of stuff.
I liked the other place better than this one.
Did you with the bone golem in it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh my God, Valdin, you look like shit.
Yeah, I don't feel too great, but
let me please allow me.
Of course, Boca, go ahead.
Vasilisa's trying to tell Snowdrop and Ghost to like chomp at the bones, and she's like she doesn't have strength, but she's like, I need to get Marge out of a bone cage here.
Oh yeah, I was just saying, Marge, I was gonna let this thing happen.
Yeah,
we're in a small area, so I'm gonna.
But
channel.
Marge is gonna try and do a strength check and ask Ghost to help.
I can contribute to the strength check with my
attempt. I can help too.
So here's the deal. Boca channels for 11. Anybody who wants to actually take 14 instead can, but...
Why?
Because of the feat I took this level.
Ooh!
You can choose to take my charisma modifier as extra healing when I channel, but for the next 24 hours, you will have a -2 to saves against any of my charm abilities. So you feel the healing coming off. You feel the 11 healing no matter what.
And you're like, but...
But if you want a little more, you would kind of fall in love with me a little bit for the day.
Am I opening myself up to Boca here? Yes.
I'm all for it.
It's called Seductive Channel.
That's amazing.
Amazing. That is...
But it's an extra 3 per person, so that's... You can only do it once per day. I mean, you guys can only accept it once per day.
Gotcha. And it's for everybody?
It's for everybody. So anybody who wants 14, let me know. Anybody who wants 11...
Marge's going to take 11. The 11.
I'm taking 14.
Okay. Valdin is on my list.
He's
on my list.
I'm on everyone's list, Boca.
Is Vasilisa hurt at all?
She healed up with her potion. So she's good. She's perfect now.
I actually could use a bit more. I'm not feeling too great.
Yeah, it goes down 20 still.
You like that, did you, Valdin?
Well, of course, yeah. Doesn't everybody like that?
I'm happy to be of service.
So I've heard.
No, wait. Isn't that you, Valdin?
So that gets me back up to full, and I can come over to Valdin and spend one of my... Aww. I'll not use Burning Disarm, and instead I'll heal you with just a single...
You're doing just Valdin?
Cure Light. Just a Cure Light.
I know.
12.
Nice.
I think Marge will notice that Ghost is still pretty rough looking and use her wand on Ghost.
Was that a 1 or a 7? That's a 1.
Crap. So 2. 15.
And I can come over and I can heal Ghost a little bit too. If I see you doing that. Wait, are you out of the cage?
No.
Oh.
How do we break her out of the cage?
Yeah. But Ghost would be next to me.
And I could just poke my wand through the cage, I imagine.
Can we do like strength checks?
Whatever you would normally do to break a grapple, or you can attack the cage to damage it.
Oh. Okay.
I'll heal Ghost one more time. 9 more for Ghost.
Well, if attack or CMD are the only, or CMB is the only option, she's going to attack with her sword. Oh, do I need to even roll an attack?
You do.
Okay. 16.
That will miss.
Wow.
Can I try and smash
it? I'm in the cage.
You hit it. It doesn't penetrate it.
Can I try and smash it with my mace?
Sure.
26.
There we go.
I'm not going to shoot it, Marge. I don't want to hit you.
I appreciate that.
That
I appreciate that, Valdin.
I just hope this thing doesn't have DR.
I'm thinking that the bullet would go straight through and actually might
yeah, it'd be bad.
Three damage with my mace.
You take a little chunk out of it.
Okay.
Vasilisa is going to look deeply into Marge's eyes and say, Marge, first, the fortune of Vara be with you. And she hexes you with fortune so you can roll twice and take the better on your next roll.
Okay.
And then she says, just try to like wiggle out. You're small. You can do it. So she's basically recommending like just try to like do a break grapple check instead of attacking it.
That's a worse modifier for me.
True, but if it's got hardness and stuff, like attacking it might just not get through. You don't have to take her advice. She's just giving you fortune either way.
She will attempt. She will attempt to see him.
She doesn't know what would work. She's just hopeful.
I will attempt, and I will use the fortune, so I'll roll my d20 twice, take the better of the two, ACMB, to try to, like, squeeze through. That's a... No. 14? 14 is the best one.
The rolls keep getting worse.
Nope.
This magic belt I've got, I've just been turning it into a sword. Does it do anything else?
I don't...
Like, can I turn it into a hammer?
I don't think so. I think it's just a blade.
I've just been assuming. Well, I suppose, you know, that didn't seem to work out so well. I might just try to
hit
it
again. I guess.
Ghost, can you try to maybe grab it with your jaw and try and...
attack the bones.
I'll have Ghost attack first before I try to swing my sword so I don't accidentally, you know. That's a nat 1 for Ghost, so...
And Vasilisa's no. Still just scared to move and holding this spoon in place in the cauldron. Like, what is happening?
If it wasn't such a small building, I really want to summon a pony and just tie the cage to the pony and...
drag Marge around.
Yeah.
Marge is going to sheathe her sword.
Okay.
Shake her head. Okay. Like, oh, I can't believe I didn't think of this one before. And grab her shield and do a shield bash.
Okay.
She has a shield that she
can
actually...
That's bludgeoning. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it's the bone thing, yeah.
Eh? That's a 7, not a 1. I know it looks like a 1, but the 1 is right there. 18.
Miss.
Oh my God. Keep trying.
Well, let's see if I can get something higher than a 7 because I'm rolling 5s and 3s and 1s and 7. I haven't rolled above a 10 yet.
Yeah.
So she will... kind of shake it off and try again with her shield. There we go. That's going to be a 30.
Yeah, that'll hit.
To hit.
Go ahead and deal damage, which I believe is 1d4.
It is a d4. It's only 5 points of damage, though.
Okay. You're dealing damage to this thing.
Well
I'm going to hit it. I'm going to hit it again with my mace. Yeah.
Like, just wail
away
at
it. Go ahead, just keep wailing on it.
24 to hit.
Hit.
8 damage.
It shatters. Margie.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Thank goodness. I thought I was going to be stuck in there for good. So where are we?
Perception check.
Yeah, I would love to percept.
12.
Oh, 13. I percepted better than someone.
17 for Marge.
18 for Valdine.
It's kind of low.
I rolled a 6.
I rolled under 10 again.
Marge, Valdine, everyone else is kind of focused on like looking around and figuring out where the fuck are we? Is Marge okay? Marge, you and Valdine, you're looking around and you watch as over by the fireplace in between two of the bricks, it looks like there might have been a little bit of mortar that had chipped away or chipped out. And you watch from this little tiny hole, a hand interdimensionally squeeze out and grab on the side of the brick, and then another one.
Oh my God.
And you watch what? As this creature pulls themselves out of the wall.
Oh, jeez.
They have these, like, furry hands with long claws. They have a long duck's beak. They have ram horns and donkey ears and the eyes of a goat. And they're wearing a headscarf. A nice dress and a blouse.
They're dressed like Vasilisa.
And they pull themselves out and they land on the ground with their chicken feet.
What the hell is
and
this?
And Marge is gonna, I think, ah!
You guys see this, right? What the hell is that?
What? Where?
Do you all wish to tell me what you're doing in my house?
Who are you?
I am Kikimora, housekeeper of Baba Yaga.
Oh!
And I think that's where we're going to end it for today.
Oh. We don't know how we got here.
We'll have to find out what this mysterious fireplace dweller is doing. Where is the party now? What's in the soup pot? We'll have to find out next time on the Dimension Door podcast. Goodbye. Press start.
Oh man. That was a very, very creepy visual.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yeah. I've been working on that one.
Yeah. That would actually, out of everything Marge has seen, that would cut her screen.
That was the thing.
That was the thing.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much to our executive producers, David Lester and Callie Rose.
Thank you, Zach, for editing and scoring this amazing episode.
Who,
me?
Yeah, you. Remember that our bumper tracks are from MDK Music, and you can get all kinds of delicious digital bonus content by joining us on Patreon.
Please do.
And if you want to interact with us on like a day-to-day level, join our Discord. It's a good place to be. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dimension Pod. Happy Thanksgiving, coming up on this one, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Happy November.